Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
He talks about people who have a little faith. If you worry, little faith, people worry. You have any worries, any anxiety, anything you're upset about, anything that you're uptight about, anything that's causing stress in your life? He said, if so, you are a little faith person.
The truth is, there are times that you worry. Many worry about anything and everything, but is that how an almighty God wants you to live? Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. I'm Wayne Shepherd. What about you? You've probably experienced pain because of worry and anxiety. That's why Dr. Young has some proven truth you need to hear today as he continues his series, Overcoming Pain in Your Life. This is the second part of his message, The Cause and Cure of Anxiety, and it's coming up when The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns after this 60-second break. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we jump into today's message from Dr. Young's Overcoming Pain in Your Life series, we have a gift to send you, his booklet, Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace. Dr. Young wrote it to help you find joy and enduring peace no matter what you're going through, and it's our gift to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue sharing God's proven truth on this station. So please request your copy of Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace when you call us today. 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. Now let's get back to the message Dr. Young started yesterday, The Cause and Cure of Anxiety. Here's Dr. Young with part two.
Then he says, well, who does worry? And he has a little phrase here. You tend to miss it. I jumped over it for a while. Look what he says in the last verse here of this passage. He says, last part of verse 30, he says, you of little faith. He talks about people who have a little faith. If you worry, little faith, people worry. You have any worries, any anxiety, anything you're upset about, anything that you're uptight about, anything that's causing stress in your life? He said, if so, you are a little faith person. Now, Jesus used the phrase little faith four times, three times in Matthew, once in Luke. What does he mean by a little faith person? Does it mean you have no faith? You have a little faith. A little faith person is someone who has recognize the Holy Spirit is leading them and touching their lives, and they confess their sin. They turn from that sin. They invite Jesus Christ in their life. They become a Christian. That's a little faith person. A little faith person is someone who is simply a Christian who knows that they have been saved. That's a little faith person. Now, what's wrong with just knowing you've been saved? That's just half of the equation. I am saved. But he says, I'm saved by faith. By the way, what is faith? A little faith person is someone who thinks faith does not involve thinking. Are you like that? Well, I don't understand this. I don't know it. And I can't logically believe it, but I'm going to accept it by faith. I'm going to make just a leap of faith. Boom, into the darkness. You think that's what faith is? A lot of people do. Faith is, man, I'm ignorant. I don't get it. It's beyond my realm, but I'm just going to accept it almost reluctantly by faith. You think faith is a blind leap? It absolutely is the very opposite of that. Faith involves thinking. The foundation of faith is thinking. Hebrews 11 gives us the classic definition of faith. Faith is the what? Is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Substance sounds like you got to look at something, doesn't it? Evidence sounds like rational thinking. All of this scripture is involved around thinking as it seeks to introduce us to faith. Look at verse 25. It says, for this reason. Look at verse 28. It says, observe. Look at verse 26. It says, look. In other words, faith involves thinking. It's based on evidence, on rational logic. It's based on 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. It is prescribed. So what is he saying? Little faith people just don't think. Are you a little faith person that, I'm just saved, and that's all I am? I'm just saved. You don't think. Think about something. What if there were a person who had infinite wisdom? Follow me carefully. Infinite wisdom. And this person knew everything about you when you were born. This person knows everything about your life up to this point. This person even knows when you're going to die. Now, would that person with, follow me, infinite wisdom be able to give you good advice? Would he be able to comment on your life and on my life? You see, when we think, this is who God in Jesus Christ is. And what's the rest of this verse over here? He says, we worry about all of these things because we forget that we have a heavenly Father who knows what we need before we ask. No one, Paul says in Romans, can pray Abba, Father, unless they're in the family of God, unless they're Christian. By the way, this is for Christians. And those who worry, and they are Christians, it means they are little faith people, but you're living your life as an unbeliever. You got it? You're living your life as if you have no heavenly Father. Therefore, if you have worry and strife and tension and pressure on your life that's just eating you up inside and outside, makes you on edge, makes you just have a temper, makes you angry, makes you want to control everything, makes you upset at everything, it means that you are living your life. You may be a Christian, you have a little faith Christian, but you're not a big faith Christian. Now, what is the difference in that? Here's a little faith Christian. They believe that Jesus is God's son. They receive him in their life. They believe on Jesus, but they don't believe Jesus. They believe in God, but they don't believe God. And therefore, you are a little faith worrier, even though you might be a Christian, because you're living as an unbeliever. How does this work practically? Here's a couple. They're going to get married. He's a Christian. She is not a Christian. Personal counseling with him. And you nail down the fact. Are you a Christian? Have you received Christ? Absolutely. I believe in Jesus. I've received him as my Savior. I am a Christian. All right. You believe in Jesus. You believe on Jesus. Do you believe Jesus? There's the question. I believe on Jesus. I'm a Christian, little faith. But do you believe Jesus? And I say to this man, Jesus says you're not to marry this woman because this woman, this gal, is not a Christian. Oh, you believe on Jesus. You believe in Jesus, but do you believe Jesus? You believe in God. You believe on God, but do you believe God? And a lot of people believe on and believe in, and they have little faith people, but they're not big faith people because they don't believe God and they don't believe Jesus. See? If Jesus is the Son of God, ladies and gentlemen, what he teaches us is the genius and the formula for life that's worry-free. Now, this doesn't mean we don't have concern. It doesn't mean we don't have problems. It doesn't mean we don't pray about things. But it means that we are above the affairs of this life.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Finding joy when facing the rough waters of life can be difficult. The truth is, it can seem like an impossible task. That's why Dr. Young wrote this booklet, Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace. And it's why he wants to send you a copy today. Joy, experiencing God's grace and peace, is our gift to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue sharing God's proven truth on this station. So request your copy when you call today, 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Now stay with us in just a moment from Dr. Young.
You see, God is before us, God is after us, God is our right hand, God is our left hand, God is above us, God is below us, and God in Christ is in us. Do you have any problems? How can anybody who has any common sense have any problems? Have any fear of death, any worry about the length of life, any worry about the things of life? Common sense says worry is eliminated. Common sense.
Don't miss what's ahead on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We're coming right back after a short break. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Are you currently stuck in a rut in your Christian walk? Do you want to tell others about your hope in Christ but don't know how? Whatever your spiritual situation is, there are resources to help you on our website. Go to winningwalk.org. That's winningwalk.org. While you're there, you can also sign up for Dr. Young's free email devotional. And you can follow us on Twitter for daily encouragement at Winning Walk. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young again to continue his message, The Cause and Cure of Anxiety, Part 2.
How do you become big faith people? The book clearly tells us. Jesus says the rest of the passage. He says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things that we're worried about will be added to us. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble for its own. Are you a if only person? Oh, if only this accident hadn't happened. If only I hadn't been involved in that relationship. If only I had married someone else. If only we had not moved there. If only, if only, if only. You're worried about yesterday. Your whole life is an if only life. You're living on the basis of tragedy or joy or success or sorrow. An if-only life is living in yesterday, and you'll be filled with anxiety. Are you living a what-if life? Oh, what if? What if this happens? Oh, what if this doesn't? What if my son? What if my daughter? What if my friends? What if? And you're trying to live in tomorrow. You can't do anything about tomorrow. If only people live yesterday. What if people live on the basis of the worries and the fears of tomorrow? Jesus says, hey, get your priorities right. Put the kingdom of God first and his righteousness and righteous living and all these other things. What will I eat? What will I wear? What will I have? What will I afford? What will I go? What will I do? All these things will be added according to our ability to have responsibility for that, what he entrusts us with. You see, so we're not to worry. We're not to be worriers. What I'm saying, what Jesus is saying, you know what all this is? It's common sense, is it not? Is anything here irrational, way over the top? It's common sense. If we're in the hands of Almighty God, he is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, all-loving. If we're in the providential care of God, and if God loves us with a love that will never let us go in the sense he gave the best he had in heaven for us, I mean, listen, it is totally irrational. We're not thinking when we worry. When we're just little faith people, oh, I'm saved. Oh, I believe on Jesus. But when we don't believe Jesus, as he teaches us the genius of life, when he knows the front from the back and the middle. You see, God is before us. God is after us. God is our right hand. God is our left hand. God is above us. God is below us. And God in Christ is in us. Do you have any problems? How can anybody who has any common sense have any problems? Have any fear of death, any worry about the length of life, any worry about the things of life? Common sense says worry is eliminated. Common sense. By the way, let me tell you something about common sense. This was in the London Times a few weeks back. It's an obituary. It seems that common sense died. And this is the obituary in the London Times. Today we mourn the passing of a beloved old friend, Common Sense, who has been with us for many years. No one knows for sure how old he was, since his birth records were long ago lost in bureaucratic red tape. He'll be remembered as having cultivated such valuable lessons as knowing when to come in out of the rain, while the early bird gets the worm, and life isn't always fair, and maybe it was my fault. Common sense lived by simple and sound financial policies. Don't spend more than you earn. And reliable strategies. Adults, not children, are in charge. Common sense health began to deteriorate rapidly when well-intentioned but overbearing regulations were set in place. Reports of a 6-year-old boy charged with sexual harassment for kissing a classmate. Man, I would be put in jail when I was 6. Teens suspended from school for using mouthwash after lunch. A teacher fined for reprimanding an unruly student only worsened his condition. Common sense lost ground when parents attacked teachers for doing the job that they themselves had failed to do and disciplined their unruly children. Common sense declined even further when schools were required to get parental consent to administer sun lotion and an aspirin to a student, but could not inform parents when a student became pregnant and wanted to have an abortion. Common sense lost the will to live as the churches became businesses and criminals received better treatment than their victims. Common sense took a beating when you couldn't defend yourself from a burglar in your own home and the burglar could sue you for assault. Common sense was preceded in death by his parents, truth and trust, and by his wife, discretion, and by his daughter, responsibility, and by his son, reason. They died before common sense. He is survived by 4 stepbrothers. I know my rights. I want it now. Everyone else is to blame, and I'm a victim. Not many attended the funeral of Common Sense because so few recognized he was gone. If you remember him, pass this on. If not, join the majority and do nothing. Would anybody like Common Sense? Anybody like Common Sense? Would you want it? Do you want it? Right, right. It belongs to you. Common Sense. Jesus is just giving us common sense, is he not? Common sense says that Christians should not worry. If you're a little faith Christian, you're living like an unbeliever, oh yeah, you need to worry. But if you're a big faith Christian, you not only believe on Jesus, you simply believe Jesus.
Dr. Ed Young with his message titled, The Cause and Cure of Anxiety, Part 2. We need to pause for a short break, but first, I want to remind you that Dr. Young has written a powerful booklet that's a great companion to our current series. It's called Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace, and we want to send you a copy today. This is our gift to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue sharing God's proven truth on this station. So request your copy when you call today, 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9222. 9255. And there's still more of The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young to come after this break, so stay with us. Back with The Winning Walk and Dr. Ed Young. You can find us online at winningwalk.org. Be sure to browse our online bookstore for resources to help you dig deeper spiritually. That's winningwalk.org. While you're there, you can also sign up for Dr. Young's free email devotional. And you can now follow The Winning Walk on Twitter. Follow us and get encouragement from your favorite radio program. Our username is @winningwalk. That's @winningwalk. Now, let's get to the conclusion of today's message, The Cause and Cure of Anxiety, Part 2. Here again is Dr. Young.
There's this dog that was horribly treated, kicked, abused, not fed properly, matted hair, pitiful in condition. The dog would be in the little cage just shaking, trembling all the time. The dog refused to eat any food or drink anything. When the light was on, he would eat and drink only at night out of fear. Tail always between his legs. He'd wet himself when someone would come in the room. And then there came this man who rescued him, kind of a dog whisperer. You follow me? And this man took that little dog and went to the cage, and while he was shaking, began to talk with him, soothing words, comforting words. The dog would have none of it. He finally got a leash on him and pulled him out. The dog snapped and growled and barked and snarled at him until the man got out on all fours. The little dog was totally frightened, and he began to talk soothingly to him, tried to offer him treats he wouldn't take. Finally, he got the little dog in a corner. The little dog was so fearful, so frightened, the dog literally just fainted, passed out. And the man went over there to him, began to pet him while he was unconscious and soothe him. And when he came to, the little dog just rolled over on his back, total submission. And the man got close to him. The dog would smell him, and he would pet him and love him and say words to him, fed him a little treat. The dog stopped shaking just for a moment, the first time ever. Move ahead. Now you have the cutest little dog you've ever seen. I mean, he's well-groomed, he's well-cared for, he is happy, and he stays with that master 24/7. You see, the dog found a Savior and discovered that he could trust that Savior for everything in his life. Now, common sense tells us, if this is true of birds and lilies and flowers and dogs, how much more of our Heavenly Father who saves us, whom we can trust in our obedience for everything in our lives.
The Cause and Cure of Anxiety, Part 2. You've been listening to the proven truth of God's Word here on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Remember to call The Winning Walk to request your copy of Dr. Young's booklet, Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace. Dr. Young wrote it to help you find joy and enduring peace no matter what you're going through. And it's our gift to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue sharing God's proven truth on this station. So call to request your copy today, 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Tomorrow, Dr. Young brings you more proven truth from God's Word when he shares a helpful message called Doubt. It's a powerful half hour you don't want to miss. So tune in again Wednesday, right here on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.